following program is being brought to you on the Voice America Sports Channel. For more information about our network and to check our additional show hosts and topics of interest, please visit voiceamericasports.com. The Voice America Talk Radio Network is the worldwide leader in live internet talk radio. Visit voiceamerica.com. The views and ideas expressed on the following program are strictly those of the host or guests and do not necessarily reflect the views and ideas held by the Voice America Talk Radio Network, its staff, and management.
Are you into fantasy sports like we are? It's time to get the inside scoop on the sport and how it affects your team. This is Fantasy Insights with Dish Adams. It's a hard look at the transactions, the injuries, free agents, and starters. And the best part is, you get to ask the experts so you can win. Now, here's Dish Adams.
Do what you do, Mike Vick! Do what you do, Mike Vick!
Stop.
If you've never heard Michael Irvin do that, you are missing out, especially if you own him on your fantasy team. But information, that is what you want. I got to start by saying, do what you do, Mike Vick! Think
you
I made it?
You yeah, you I did that already.
John Skelton, love you. Put Denver into negative points. Do what you do, John Skelton. I've now, Kev, I do it for anything, as you know.
I got
we might
messages.
Have a new segment for you, Kevin Dicker.
Yeah, I know.
Which is going to be called, Do What You Do, Kev Dick.
Yeah, I got text messages all weekend long.
It's amazing.
Yeah.
It's amazing.
Keep going.
Aaron Rodgers, what's going on? We got scoop from Gracie. Greg Jennings, Jeremy Maclin, hello. Anyone? Joe Webb, my man, pimped him in the preseason before he got hurt. I love this kid. He's going to surprise. Vincent Jackson, do I have him ranked too high? Everybody tells me I do. Hakeem Nicks, oops. Brian Westbrook, Matt Castle, he seems like he's going to play. Ryan Terrain, oh my goodness. James Starks, oh my goodness. Tashard Choice, oh my goodness. And now Marion Barber is coming back. Ed Dixon, big flop. Owen Daniels, big hero. How bad is Denver? How bad is Cincinnati? Can you depend on T8? Pierre Thomas, Chris Ivory, Reggie Bush, wide open again in that competition for a committee. Dez Bryant and Roy Williams are gone. It looks like Roy Williams is not going to play. I don't know why Dez Bryant's included here. I think he's been gone for weeks. It's probably a typo because I don't have an editor. I have to edit myself. Brian Westbrook and Anthony Dixon we'll talk about again. Jonathan Stewart, great play. Hate to face him. Sidney Rice looking good. Ryan Matthews is back. What does it mean for Tolbert? Lewis Murphy taking off again. David Nelson and Donald Jones step into the void in Buffalo where Lee Evans goes out. The Giants offense, what's it mean without Steve Smith? Percy Harvin's back at a full practice. Kenny Britt, what's he going to do? Brandon Marshall, what's he going to do? Aurelius Ben, what's he going to do? The New York Jets, Indianapolis running backs, and Brett Favre, a guy named Brett Favre. Welcome back to Fantasy Insights Radio, folks, a source to help you win your league. We will talk here about the three S's, sports, steak, and the sexes. Because obviously guys will interrupt fantasy football for that. And if you haven't been on our Facebook page looking at the pictures of the fantasy chick, Michelle Gracie, you are missing out. Go to Fantasy Insights on Facebook, or you can go to just to Michelle Gracie. A lot going on there. Brett Favre, I want to take a moment to salute 297 straight starts, the Iron Man in the sport of Iron Men, the all-time battling warrior beast. And say what you will about his off-the-field antics the last couple years, the give and take, the back and forth. Brett Favre will go down as the most durable, the best in that regards. Of course, until Peyton Manning breaks the streak. What a weekend of fantasy football, everybody. You know that I was playing for a playoff spot in my favorite league, the other ones I was already in. And incidentally, the league I'm a consultant in, the top four seeds all lost. I was one of them. That team's done. We're still going to get the points total, but we got upset because we had Aaron Rodgers, and as you know, Aaron Rodgers went out. So in my weekend, everyone laid an egg, except for I was playing against Brady. He didn't lay an egg. And I was playing against Adam Vinatieri, who played like a champion. And then I had MJD, and Vic, it was up to Vic, and things were not going so well. It was a war of points. Kev, you were following my game. It was like a battle if nobody wanted it, or if it was like a great defensive struggle. I mean, it was insane. And then all of a sudden, DJ made that play on that Vic pass, And we had the Monday Night Magic once again. And then Peterson was shut down by that Giants defense. And lo and behold, I'm in the playoffs. And what is my big prize, Kevin? Who do I get to play? None other than the GM, the king, the guru, you, my friend, Kevin Dicker.
The number one seed against the number four seed who, let's be honest about this, that calling a fantasy football matchup a defensive struggle, there's no such thing. That just means both teams stunk. Somebody had to win, and I'm not saying you backed into the playoffs because I think you have a very strong team and you deserved it, but we've been waiting since about week eight, knowing we were in the playoffs to see who we're going to play, and we got you as the four seed, and it's a very even matchup on paper. Very
even. It is.
Even.
Now, I will tell you that I have to say that although we did, I understand what you're saying, but there is a concept. We all talk about the fantasy gods and you know, the fantasy karma and all of that stuff, okay? And I have to tell you, it is very much when you're in a good game, a good fantasy game, and it comes down to that Monday. We have had some significant what we call Monday Night Magic. It started about 7 years ago. There was a game where the Rams were playing the Lions, and the Lions were terrible, and the Rams were great, or the vice versa, and the Rams scored a bunch of points on defense, and we came from behind when we shouldn't have. It continued this year when Vic had the 72-point performance and brought us back from the dead, basically. So the Monday Night Magic has been great, and it just felt like when Adrian Peterson, who could have very well, if he had an average game, beaten us, when he was getting bottled up by that Giants defense, it was like my own defense was hitting them and patting the helmets and jumping around. I mean, at least I was, and I was yelling at the TV. You know what I'm saying? It just, we had that game. Remember our game for the potential championship years ago?
We did. We did. And I did send you a text in the middle of that Giants Minnesota game, and I said, thank God for fantasy football, because this game is completely unwatchable from an NFL perspective. It was a terrible game.
Yeah, it was crazy.
But, you know, you do have that Monday Night Magic, whereas my team tends to, you know, fold in the tent on Monday nights. We've not had very good Monday night experiences.
Well, then this week bodes well for you, because our schedule this week
Monday
is
night
everything's
players.
Packed into the morning.
Say it again?
Everything's packed into the morning this week, so there's no Monday night.
Our whole game is Sunday morning. It's going to be great.
It's unbelievable.
Nah, it's going to be fantastic. I can't wait.
Now, I picked up the Dallas defense and Josh Scobie. And we're going to start Owen Daniels at tight end. Those are the moves we made.
Right.
The big decision we have to make is who do I start, again, my three receivers, and we'll go over that some point later in the show. You made a move today. You went after Scobie a little and bid me up. What was that about? You just wanted just the money? Now, by the way, people, we have the best thing ever in our league, and you should think about implementing this in your leagues. It generates more cash for the league, and it's much more fun. We have a live auction, where you call in your bids, and then the auctions are between a 15-minute window. You get your phone call back, and you live auction for players. And today, lo and behold, Kevin is auctioning against me for Josh Scobie. What's going on there?
We wanted Josh Scobie. To me, this time of the year, this time of year, I stop looking so much at matchups, and all I look at is weather. I look at the weather. Yeah, I'm all about the weather.
Is everybody listening? This is why he wins. He made the move for Jonathan Stewart 3 weeks ago, and now I look against me across the field, and I see Jonathan Stewart with a ridiculous matchup.
Now, we have Garrett Hartley kicking for us this week. He's been very, very good. He's straightened out whatever was ailing him at the beginning of the season.
He's the kicker for our championship team last year.
He's made 12 out of his last 13. He's on a very high-scoring team. He's a very good kicker, but he's in Baltimore. And in Baltimore, low of 26, high of 34, partly sunny this weekend. It might be too cold to kick a 45-yard field goal. Scobie, inside, in Indianapolis, on the carpet, weather not a factor, we thought he was a better play. But we don't want to spend so much money that it took us out of the money lead, which we're in right now. So
yeah, that's where you always are backed up. You've always got that money.
Yeah, we were going to bid him up to a certain point, and then we let you have him. So
well,
I'm sure he's going to kick four field
good.
Goals.
And I think that the other thing that I love is that we've locked in the eating spot. We've locked in some money, and that's always good. But now you and I get to play again. And the last time we played, was that the Barlow-Alexander game? And see, that's what I'm talking about, when it's like you're in a real game. When the live scoring, you're watching it every play, you're flipping channel to channel. I mean, remember that Sean Alexander had four carries. Everybody who had Sean Alexander that year remembers this, okay? He had four carries from the 1 yard line, and if he gets in, I win. But if he doesn't, We go the other way with, who was it, Kevin Barlow, because T.O., I had T.O. and he broke his collarbone. If he didn't break his collarbone, oh, Kevin, I'm still thinking about it. I want to get it this time.
It was 8 years ago. It was the finals. Sean Alexander didn't get in. Kevin Barlow did. We won. My name's on the trophy. Yours isn't.
This is, well, my name is on the trophy, but not that year.
Yeah, not that year.
And right now, in fact, the trophy, I am looking at the trophy, and I am going to try to summon the trophy's energy, because right now the trophy is in my house. That's right. All right, we'll see what happens this weekend. It's going to be rough. Believe me, folks, this is not the team I want to be playing. This is not the team I want to be playing. I'm grateful to be in there. I think it says a lot about our team fighting from 4-5, winning 5 in a row. But right now, let's get to your team, because that's what you care about. All right, we're going to talk first to, oh, my goodness, is this true? The fantasy chick is here. Michelle, are you there?
Hi, guys.
Hey, Mish.
Hello there.
What's up?
Where are you?
Oh, I'm back in L.A.
What
are you
back
sure?
in L.A.? Where were you?
She's in Vegas.
I was in Vegas.
What, am I the only one who... Oh, what, is everybody on the alert list when you go to Vegas, except for me?
Well, I do put it on my, like, status updates of where I'm going. I guess you just don't notice anymore.
So you're saying it's me. I am at fault here. I am not paying the proper attention.
Right.
I need to pay more attention to details.
Yes.
Well, you know, you've blown me off pretty strong all year long, and now I think that my new approach might be working. I'm seeing you soften. I have decided just to play hard to get.
Oh, I see.
How's that working for you?
It's working fine.
But, you know, I'm remiss. Did I just skip over and miss the fact that you just said you were in Vegas?
I guess so. I thought you were going to just take a pass.
You know, I actually got to tell you, I was so occupied with football and fantasy football. I'm so excited to be in the playoffs. I didn't even catch it. I am sorry to the loyal listeners of this program that the fantasy chick very well might have been in Vegas on a rampage and we have not addressed it. Michelle, is there anything you would care to divulge about your vacation?
Right.
Did you see a friend?
I traded in one boy toy for another, that's all.
Wait a minute. So and you banged a new guy? You really are on a Vegas rampage?
I mean, I'm not on a Vegas rampage.
Whoa. This program hasn't even been on too
long. I have a new boyfriend in Vegas.
You have a new boyfriend? So wait a minute. So the 25-year-old guy that you did last time, he's now wanted to call you, and you said there's not going to be any conversation. There's not going to be any follow-up. There ain't going to be no rematch.
Basically, no, I saw him for a little while, and I liked him, too, but whatever. I'm done with it. I met somebody that I like who is, smarter and cuter and whatever.
Today?
No.
I'm talking, did you see both of them this week?
No, I definitely did not see both.
Okay, so you stopped with one before you moved to the next.
No, oh, boy.
It's important. This is an important detail, Michelle. We're all going to judge you on this.
What?
Did you stop with one before you moved to the next?
Absolutely.
All right. We all like to hear that because you are a fantasy chick, and even though we all like to think about getting into bed with you, we do want to know that you are a virtuous soul, even though sometimes you have...
I never, ever do something like that. That's disgusting.
Yeah, which is why we all hope you do it in a perverse way.
You guys would, and you guys are all like, well, if I take a shower in between, it just doesn't count.
You know, this is so stimulating, this conversation, but I know that you actually have something that will stimulate our listeners even more in football. You have a great scoop, so we got 30 seconds to the break. Why don't you go ahead and tell them about Aaron Rodgers?
Okay, Aaron Rodgers, he took a turn for the worse yesterday, and apparently it is not looking good, okay? They don't even want him watching film or even in front of a computer because that would emit light. And it can make him worse. And also, Matt Castle,
yeah.
He's also limited today, and he will be as of yesterday.
It sounds like we should treat Cousin Skippy the same way that they're treating Aaron Rodgers. Folks, it's Fantasy Insights Radio on a Thursday leading up to game time. We are going to break. That's what we call having a baby on this show when you hear the music. We'll be right back after this. We'll get into all the football. First segment, garbage. Every other segment, all football for you. We'll be back, Fantasy Insights Radio, right after this.
The opening kickoff is a beauty.
It's a fly ball deep right field. Back goes O'Neal. He's at
tough
the
shot.
Got it with 2.8 seconds left
to left. I don't care where they put him.
From high school to the pros, we cover everything.
Let your voice be heard. Voice America Sports.
Get ready for a show that's going to take it to the next level of sports talk. Get ready for Sean Salisbury, Unfiltered. He's got 12 years of broadcast experience as an analyst for ESPN SportsCenter and NFL Live. And he has 10 years experience as a player with the Seahawks, Colts, Vikings, and Chargers, as well as the Winnipeg Blue Bombers of the CFL. You'll hear the truth and not the sidelines. Sean Salisbury, Unfiltered is not for the faint of heart. Tune in every weekday at 7 a.m. Pacific Time, 10 a.m. Eastern Time on the Voice America Sports Channel. If you think you've seen online TV before, let us surprise you.
VoiceAmerica.tv is online now.
The leader in live internet talk radio has done it again. Multiple channels, a state-of-the-art viewing experience, live and on-demand programs streaming 24 hours a day. It's exactly what you want, when you want it.
VoiceAmerica.tv.
From health and wellness to business, sports, and everything in between. Discover our new world. Visit VoiceAmerica.tv now and experience the future of online television.
VoiceAmerica.tv.
We some hard hitters, we some hard hitters.
Hard-hitting radio is a new kind of sports and entertainment show. Your hosts are NFL veterans Mark McMillan and co-host Byron Evans. It's an hour of hater-free radio every week. You'll hear interviews with top athletes, celebrities, coaches, and fans. It's humor, hits, and conversation. Hard-hitting radio is on with McMillan and Evans. Listen Fridays at 3 p.m. Pacific Time, 6 p.m. Eastern Time on the Voice America Sports Network.
Your internet flagship station for sports, Voice America Sports.
It's Fantasy Insights with Dish Adams. Time for you to call in and quiz the experts. We are passionate about the game. Our toll-free number is 1-888-346-9144. That's 1-888-346-9144. Or send an email to dish@fantasyinsights.com. Now, back to our game.
Do what you do, Mike Vick! I can't help it. Have you seen Irvin do it? Have you guys watched it now?
No, I've only heard you do it, and I've heard you do it about 1,000 times.
It's funny, though. You like it when I do it, right? Even though I do it a million times, it's still funny.
I like it.
Every time it's funny to me.
No, I like it.
And when he's that highlight, and Mike Vick is running all over the place like a video game, and Irvin's yelling, do what you do, Mike Vick! It's hilarious.
I just hate the fact that I traded you Mike Vick earlier in the season. Now I got to play against him this week.
Well, it's just cool because I have a chance. But I have to tell you, Drew Brees was the quarterback of our championship team last year, and there's no better guy.
He could win back-to-back championships.
He two very well teams. Could. And truthfully, you and I kind of always have this understanding. We know that whoever wins, the other one will be rooting for them in the championship game.
Absolutely.
Because we are brothers.
Well, we have the same father.
We share the same mother.
We love each other.
What grade were we in when we saw that?
Like 7th or 8th grade. Can we talk about Joe? Can we talk about
right. This is the football segment. I better interrupt myself again.
Can we talk about Joe Webb for a second?
Yeah, let's talk about Joe Webb real quickly.
All right, here's the deal with Joe Webb.
I love Joe Webb.
You're insane if you even think to start Joe Webb.
I agree. You can't start Joe Webb, but I love him in Keeper League.
But hold on. In Yahoo League.
He's eligible.
In Yahoo Leagues, he's wide receiver eligible.
Yeah, which is a must start.
It's a must start. You've got to play him. You got to play him at wide receiver because outside of maybe the top five wide receivers, he's going to put up better numbers.
Absolutely, and maybe better with all this weather. I actually called Commissioner Spitz to find out if he was eligible in our league. I did not get a call back, but I found on the website that he was only eligible at quarterback.
Only in Yahoo leagues. But here's the deal. Is it dirty? Is it slimy? Is it
not cheap? At all.
Yes,
it is what wins championships. It is like when Pittsburgh put Cordell Stewart in the slot, or when Miami put Ronnie Brown quarterbacking the Wildcat.
No, but
Why not?
It's different, and it is dirty and it is cheap because the guy doesn't play wide receiver. He was put at wide receiver before the season started. He hasn't taken a snap at wide receiver all year, I don't think.
Well, it depends. Ultimately, I agree with you.
Okay, but here's the thing.
It depends on the league's eligibility rules.
You have to do you have to do it because
somebody else will otherwise.
Somebody else is going to do it if you don't. I'd rather win cheap than lose cheap.
Yeah, I mean, there are those that would say I'd rather win with integrity, but
no,
I think you got integrity either way. It's not your fault the league rules are bad.
That's right. If I were the commissioner of a Yahoo league, I would not let him be eligible.
I wouldn't either. I would rule him ineligible. But if he were eligible and he were not going to be ruled ineligible, I would certainly add him to my team. Okay, getting back really quickly to my picks on the challenge last week, I said let's go this week. Big performances coming from Lewis Murphy. I said Ryan Terrain. Oh, it was the Jack in the Box episode, Kev. Dish in the Box, you wrote.
I did write Dish in the Box. You were a pimp in the box. Is what you were.
I know, taking after Jim Rome. But really. This is when Jack in the Box, once a year on the challenge, they bring food to the set. And the first year, it was live, and I started choking on the
food. Oh, I remember. That was fantastic.
It was amazing. But I got through the segment. It's like the show must go on. It was like I was playing art. I mean, when you're talking, and your job on live television is to remain composed, and you are literally choking, and you have no wind, and you manage to get through the segment, I'd say that's the equivalent of, like, Big Ben playing through that broken nose and sore ankle.
Dan, do you remember when Dish had that sneezing fit, and he dropped the phone, and he ran away, and he just left us there?
Yes.
All right, he did that on live television, but there was
nobody
there to help.
I hung in there, and I didn't drop the phone. I hung in.
Oh, it was amazing.
I completed the play.
His eyes got all watery. It was
fantastic. Oh, my God, it was terrible. At least I didn't get the Ben Stiller, like, flop sweats. The first time I was on live TV, I'd never been on live TV ever. Well, obviously, that would be the first time. That was a Yogi Berra.
That's a fantastic statement.
All right, screw this. I'm like Yogi Berra. I'm going back to the script. When I come up with original thought, it's a problem. I said Ryan Terrain was on the menu again, like for limited time only, just like the Jack in the Box shakes, which are there only till December 26th, by the way, and they're good. I dipped my face in some whipped cream for one. It was delicious. And I gave Aurelius Ben and Mike Sims-Wonker some pimpage. Bloomberg, he's saying he beat me because Brandon Jacobs had one more yard than Bradshaw. And I said, that's ridiculous. In points per reception leagues, Bradshaw was way over the top. He says, no, it's performance league. So he's claiming a 2-0 head-to-head. He killed me on Tolbert versus Bo. I don't know what I was thinking there. I mean, I do know what I was thinking. I listened to the Homer. And speaking of the Homer, let's talk to the soothsayer, the copy editor, Dan Rose. Are you there, Cousin Skippy?
I am here. I like to apologize to the listeners for not coming on until this segment, but I just got back from Vegas, and I'm a little tired.
Oh, wait a minute. Kevin, are you smelling what The Rock is cooking?
Just not touching it. Not touching it. Go ahead.
Is there anything I need to know, you two?
Oh, no.
Are you
Michelle
like
and
Clark
I are
Kent?
Just very good friends.
Let me ask you something. Are you like Clark Kent? Because I've seen pictures of you. Clark Kent is not so far off. You could pass. It's a good, good like
more like Superman. But let's get on to fantasy football.
All right. Well, okay, let's do that. Because this is a fantasy nobody wants to discuss except for me. All right. Dan, Tim Tebow, your boy Bert, must be excited. It looks like he has a chance to play because of Orton's shoulder. Are you hearing anything there? Do you get any scoop?
I don't have any scoop per se, but I would not doubt if Tebow gets much, much, much more time.
Okay.
Orton is circling the drain and falling down the drain.
Okay, now I had a chance to pick up the Oakland defense and start him against Denver this week. I chose not to. I chose to pick Dallas and start them over the Redskins because there's just a chance Rex Grossman gets in the game. And I was also scared that Orton still could come out with a 3-touchdown game. But if his shoulder's sore and he's already weak-armed, what do you like from Tebow if Tebow gets the start?
I think Tebow won't be that great in performance leagues or yardage leagues. But I think in a touchdown league, I think he's got potential there because he could easily come away with a couple touchdowns against Oakland.
Okay, well, it's interesting to hear you say that because I know you hate to say anything positive about a Bronco, especially
like
Tim Tebow, a Gator.
I'm a
the relevant
hater.
Information
and,
we need. Last week we had Dr. Loveland on to talk about the appendectomy. This week I know that Castle's going through practice. We just heard a little bit from Gracie. What are you hearing about him? And are they going to open it up a little bit more if it's Brody Croyle this week and get Dwayne Bowe involved in the offense? What do you say there?
If it's Brody Croyle, I don't know if the team actually gets on the charter flight to St. Louis. I think they just give it up. But
oh,
it'll
on.
Be Castle.
Really? It's that bad again?
No. Castle, they say he was limited in practice, but I was actually out there yesterday, and limited as in he didn't do a couple of the stretching exercises. When they got on the field and actually, the part that the reporters could actually watch the practice, which was about 20 minutes of the practice, Castle was out there. He was making throws.
He looks fine.
Yeah, he looks.
He's going to play.
I can't believe that the Chiefs would not
No, they need him to play. And he wants to prove to his team he's a warrior. He's going to play.
Oh, yeah.
You could see how valuable he is to that team. I think he's going to play. I don't think he's a good fantasy play, but I think he's going to play because that Rams defensive line is going to hit him. He's going to be hurt.
He's a very mediocre fantasy play.
Yeah, agreed.
Back to what you always say, if you were in a league where you play two quarterbacks, he would be okay as your second quarterback.
Yeah, absolutely. And we'll talk about where he sits when we play the interrogation game later. But, Dan, you know, you screwed me again. You missed Hakeem Nicks. Hey, if I have to find my own mistakes, this relationship's never going to work.
All I have to say is I get blamed every week for
mistakes. Well, of course. Who else am I going to blame? I'm not going to blame myself. Then I have to take responsibility for my actions.
You and Burton change things after I see it. How am I supposed to know? I'm not psychic, damn it.
Was Hakeem Nicks on your draft?
No.
Anyway, Hakeem Nicks didn't get under the crystal ball rankings, and I can tell you how I know, because I get immediate emails from all of the my proofreaders, better known as our subscribers.
Well, it's no excuse. You know me. I fret over any kind of mistake, but I have to honestly say I did not see it yesterday, the original draft.
But the commissioner is calling me. I got to see what's going on. Commissioner Spitz, I'm on the air. Is this pressing for my team? Rashad Jennings on Jacksonville. He's my handcuff for MJD. You're on the air.
He's really not on the air.
You're not really on the air, but they can hear me
on the air.
Everybody's just
radio.
Listening to me make transactions, so I kind of got to go.
Hang up.
Bye-bye. He hung up on me.
You should have hung up on him.
I thought I was.
As most of our...
Okay, so anyway, I loved John Skelton because he put up that negative game against Denver. That's good. We talked about Castle. We talked about Dr. Loveland. Kevin tried to say Hakeem Nicks was bad karma on me. But anyway, folks, this is the time when we get to exactly what you want. This is the time when we get to what we call the interrogation game, where we're going to talk about the information you really want, which is who to sit and who to start this weekend. We're going to start at the quarterback position, Matt Flynn or Joe Webb.
Hey,
I'm just kidding.
Can I just say one thing really quick on Joe Webb?
Yeah, go ahead.
If he is eligible in your league at wide receiver, yes. Play slimy, play to win.
To win, because somebody else is going to, and that's
right.
Yeah,
that's
all of you in Yahoo leagues, if you have not picked up Webb yet, go do it. And
yeah,
put
Yahoo
right
league.
Into your starting
okay,
lineup.
Okay, so Webb's the only one we're starting, and it's if he has the right eligibility. It looks like Sean Hill is practicing May play, but they're counting on Stanton. We talked about Kyle Orton. We don't even know if he's going to play, so I don't want to do that. But let's talk about Kerry Collins, who plays that Houston defense, which has been playing a little bit better. Where does he fit this week? Would you start Kerry Collins over, let's say, Matt Hasselbeck at home against Atlanta? Kev?
Yeah, I would, only because Houston is that bad.
Dan?
Yes, because Houston is that bad.
Gracie?
How old is Kerry Collins?
I'm with you, Gracie. I like Hasselbeck at home. Atlanta has got a great run defense, but their pass defense gives up some points. What do you say? Who are you going with?
Yeah, I agree with you, Dish.
Look at that, guys. Gracie, it's the hard to get thing is working. She just doesn't want me to play a different kind of interrogation game and find out about this new guy from Vegas. Yeah,
hey,
by the way, you said you met him on the plane. There was no Mile High action, was there, that we need to know about?
No Mile High action.
Oh, she likes this guy. Do you hear her? I'm so jealous.
Did you hear that little phone?
Oh, my God, I'm so jealous. That's what a woman who really likes a guy sounds like. It's obvious.
Hey, dude,
if you're listening to this podcast, call this girl immediately, send her flowers, break out the big guns, and don't let her get away because she don't like many, pal.
Oh, my God, you're so funny.
If I can't have you, I want you to have the best.
Hey, Dish.
Yeah.
Dish.
Yeah.
Not to change subjects, you know, over to football, but I found this interesting. One of the playoff teams in our league, the commissioner who just called you, who's a Aaron Rodgers owner, just very on the topic, dropped Matt Castle and picked up Kerry Collins, who he may be playing.
Very interesting. Now, that was good information right as we head to the break. It's Fantasy Insights Thursday. Smitty's not coming on today. We're all broken up about it. He will begin the 12 days of Smitsmas next Friday, though. We're going to go to the break when we get back off football the rest of the way. Interrogation game, who to sit, who to start. Answer your emails and your calls. Give us a call. Fantasy Insights Radio on a Thursday. We'll be right back.
Your internet flagship station for sports, Voice America Sports.
The IS Outdoors Talk Radio Show brings two well-known outdoorsmen to the Voice America Network. We talk about everything from new sporting gear, places to hunt and fish, and how to get more from your recreation time. Join hosts Brock Ray and Don Kirk with their combined experience of 60 years in the woods. Brock and Don have traveled widely, creating TV shows and writing articles on hunting and fishing. Blessed with down-home humor, they're also well-versed in environmental concerns, firearms ownership, and animal rights issues. Tune in every Thursday morning at 6 a.m. Pacific Time to IS Outdoors with Brock Ray and Don Kirk, right here on the Voice America Sports Channel.
Do you love sports talk? Can't get enough sports talk? Have we got a show for you? It's about the NFL training camps, Super Bowl previews, a look at the new starting quarterbacks, and weekly key injuries. We'll take your calls and emails right on the air. Former Philadelphia Eagle James Loving is your host, and you never know who'll drop by for a co-host spot or an interview on the spot. Tune in to Loving That Sports Talk with James Loving every Wednesday at noon Pacific Time, 3 p.m. Eastern Time on the Voice America Sports Channel.
Get ready to talk sports with someone who definitely has an opinion, but respects yours as well. The beginning of every week is Crunch Time with Keenan Howery. We'll talk about what happened this weekend and what to look forward to next weekend. Keenan and his guests are ready to discuss the issues with you about football and sports in general. It's Crunch Time with Keenan Howery, every Monday at 11 a.m. Pacific Time, 2 p.m. Eastern Time, on the Voice America Sports Channel. And make your voice heard.
The opening kickoff is a beauty.
It's a fly ball deep right field. That goes O'Neal. He's at
tough
the
shot.
Got it with 2.8 seconds left
to left. I don't care where they put him. This one is out of here.
From high school to the pros, we cover everything.
Let your voice be heard. Voice America Sports.
It's Fantasy Insights with Dish Adams. Time for you to call in and quiz the experts. We are passionate about the game. Our toll-free number is 1-888-346-9144. That's 1-888-346-9144. Or send an email to dish@fantasyinsights.com. Now, back to our game.
God, this guy's so lucky. Gracie really likes this guy. You can tell from what she's saying off the air.
I know.
He must know the trick, you know, because he's a little younger, but he knows the whole deal, and he must know the thing that Brazilian women never get cellulite. So, you know, he obviously, Gracie, doesn't. That's why he doesn't care about your age.
You're so funny. Whatever.
It's totally true. That's why they call it a Brazilian butt lift, because a Brazilian butt is great. It doesn't get cheesy. You know,
okay.
That's what I'm talking about.
Thank you.
All right, it's a compliment to you. Anyway, let's get back into the football. Folks, I'm sorry that I took a phone call during the show. First of all, I assumed that one of these people on the line would take over the radio show, but I think everyone listening understands if you got a phone call coming in playoff time, transaction time, from your league commissioner, you got to take that phone call no matter the circumstances. You lose a job over it easily. I would take it in a boardroom. It wouldn't bother me. If I was in front of a CEO, I'd take that call.
Hey, I got an interrogation for you, Dish.
Yes.
You have your wide receiver list in front of you?
Yes.
All right, where do you put Joe Webb on the wide receiver list?
That's a good question. Well, you figure he's going to have about 130 yards passing.
That's
minimum.
It?
Okay, and you figure he's going to probably have another 30 or 40 rushing. So I think that equates, if it's passing yards, you know, it'd be probably top 10.
I think top 5.
That's assuming no touchdowns. I mean, he might even be top 5. I might say the only one you start over him is Andre Johnson or Roddy White.
I agree. I think if you have him, you have to start him as a receiver.
It's amazing. Okay, let's get into some other guys. One guy that I want to talk about right off the bat, and since we're in receivers, we'll just stick there for a second, is Vincent Jackson. Now, I got a bunch of emails about Hakeem Nicks not being on our sheet, and everybody thought that maybe Vincent Jackson somehow got inserted into Hakeem Nicks' position because I had Jackson ranked so high. I've got Jackson as the 6th overall receiver this week with 81 yards and a touchdown and 7 catches. I think with Antonio Gates likely not to play, with Nane the only guy on the other side, that and Malcolm Floyd hobbled, that a healthy Jackson becomes Rivers' go-to guy, and they feature him, and he has a big game. Am I way high on this, Dan?
No. In fact, you might be slightly low.
Really?
Sir, I got
him happy to hear that.
Well, unfortunately, as all the fans listening to us know, as the Chiefs guy, I had to sit there and watch Vincent Jackson last week, and he looked good. He really, truly, he ran great. He was targeted.
Yeah, barring injury, this guy's the number one receiver again. A number one receiver with the best quarterback in the fantasy game throwing the ball.
Yeah. And Rivers is hot, and they had, and I mean, Floyd did get the two touchdowns. I'm not going to deny that, but Jackson looked good. And I think he's got confidence in the Chargers, damn them, are doing their late season run. So,
okay, so now Greg Jennings becomes hard to decide on because of the quarterback situation there, and it looks like it is going to be Flynn. So somebody we're going to talk about right now, Marcus Colston. I'm curious where you have him. Would you start him over DeSean Jackson, Kev?
No, I wouldn't, only because I think DeSean Jackson is good for one long touchdown a game.
Dan?
No, I would start Jackson over Colston.
Mishis?
No, I would start Jackson over Colston as well.
Now, I think that Baltimore defense looks so vulnerable and Drew Brees is going to depend on Marcus Colston this week. I'm going to go out on a limb and say that Jeremy Maclin is going to be the guy who has the bigger game for Philadelphia, and I'm going to go with Colston. Okay, get into some quarterbacks because that's where we started, and let's get back to Kerry Collins. Do you start Kerry Collins this week against that Houston defense over Sam Bradford?
I think I do, only because the very big game potential is there with Collins. I hate Collins. I watch him, and I do not think he's a good quarterback at all. I mean, his best days are long past him. But against Houston, he does have the potential to put up a, you know, 250, 300-yard game and two or three touchdowns. I don't see Bradford doing that against Kansas City.
Yeah, ironically, I think the addition of Kenny Britt means that Randy Moss might actually get off this week. He might finally get off the schneid. Let's talk about Kerry Collins versus Donovan McNabb. Who do you start there, Dan?
I like, no.
That is Collins. The most compelling answer I've heard to date.
I basically echo what Kev just said. I think Collins is very intriguing simply because he does have that potential.
Would you start him over Castle?
I wouldn't.
I think the Chiefs are going to depend on the run game.
What about Carson Palmer? Would you start Carson Palmer over Kerry Collins, Kev?
I would.
Tell me why.
You talking to Gracie?
Yeah.
Because he could definitely put up the numbers there on that matchup, definitely.
So you don't think that this whole T.O. Cho thing with T.O. blasting the... I mean, look, I've been blasting their offensive coordinator all year long, and he's right. What he said is right. Their play calling is terrible. They need to open it up, put a three-receiver set with Benson in the backfield, Gresham at the tight end. They need to spread the field, let Gresham and Shipley run down the middle, and get T.O. and Ocho Cinco on the seven patterns and the crossing patterns.
That Cincinnati-Cleveland game, you're looking at temperatures. I'm the weatherman here, but you're looking at temperatures in the teens. It's going to be hard to throw that ball, especially downfield. You're going to see a lot of running.
Well, then what does that mean? Does that mean that I start Stevie Johnson over T.O.?
They know that weather. They definitely can do it. They have the talent to do it, and they can do it. So they should just get off of TV and stop pretending to be reality stars and concentrate on football.
Listen to Gracie with
the All right. Team.
But what about Buffalo Stevie Johnson against Miami in Miami? Would you rather see me playing him than T.O.?
That's a tough call. You're going to get good weather in Miami.
What do you say, Dan?
I actually kind of like Stevie Johnson against Miami. Miami's at home, so they're probably going to suck.
All right, well, I just got an email from my man Dieter, who's listening to the show, and he says he has Sidney Rice. Does he start him over Derek Mason? I'm thinking Mason because of the quarterback and stadium problem in Minnesota. What do you say, Dan? Mason or Sidney Rice?
Yeah, Mason.
Kev?
Mason for sure.
Now, are they definitely playing outdoors now at this stadium in Minnesota?
Outdoors, high of 12 degrees, low of 4. It's going to be awful.
But are they predicting any winds or blizzard, or is it going to be a clear night?
Mostly cloudy.
cloudy, but not blizzardy, not no sleet, no snow?
I don't believe so, but I don't even understand how they're playing in that stadium. It's not ready to go. They're bringing in fans to shovel out the snow and get it ready. They have no concessions in there. It's going to be interesting.
It's going to be a great environment. It's great for the NFL. It's great for the stadium. It's great for the University of Minnesota. It's always great when you have these things that, you know, that come up. I thought the Ford Field game when they had the Vikings logo center of the field was really cool, too. Okay, also, I got another email from a reader who are a longtime listener to the show also. He says he's got Aaron Rodgers, a quarterback, knowing that he's not allowed on the facility grounds, won't practice, et cetera, et cetera. Would you go with him or Josh Freeman at home against the Lions?
I'm all about Josh Freeman.
What do you say?
Kevin? Josh Freeman.
Go with the guy who's going to play.
Well, that one's kind of easy. If it's playing up. And Gracie, you really say that there's no way Rodgers is playing. That's what your bet is.
That's what my bet is. That's what my sources are saying, and I cannot tell you who my sources are.
Well, that's okay. We never ask for your sources. A lady never tells unless she has just gotten back from Vegas and banged a random 25-year-old and decides to go on the radio and tell everyone about it. Okay. The second question from Dave is that his tight ends are Pettigrew and Vernon Davis. He doesn't think San Francisco scores much tonight, but Davis is one of Alex Smith's big targets. Pettigrew picks up 4 or 5 points, never gets a lot, but is consistent. Any thoughts? I love the education on the players when the readers send that in. No offense, Dave.
Davis.
I would say go for Vernon Davis.
Davis all day long.
You would, yeah. Davis, no-brainer, right?
Yep, no-brainer.
Yeah, we're going with Davis all the way.
Yep.
All right? All right, Gary writes in, Castle, Bradford, Hasselbeck, Henny, Derek Anderson. Well, you can cross off Derek Anderson. You can cross off Henny. You can cross off, well, Hasselbeck, Bradford, and Castle. I think this week I'm going with Bradford.
I'll go with Castle.
Castle third for me.
I'll go with Castle.
I'll go with Castle.
Really? I kind of like Hasselbeck at home, although even those receivers are hurt. Okay, I think you guys are probably right. Gracie, what do you say?
I'll go with Castle.
What about this? He says he has Jamal Charles and either Sean Green or Javaris James. What do you play, Javaris James or Sean Green? I would go with Javaris James. What about you guys?
Javaris James. I don't start any running back against Pittsburgh ever, especially one who's sharing time.
Yeah.
All right, and between Gracie, you agree with that?
I definitely agree with Kev, yeah.
All right, Hakeem Nicks and Terrell Owens, you got to go with Nicks in that matchup, I believe. Owens is the 49th receiver in targets over the last 3 weeks. And then either Gaffney or Steve Smith in Carolina, I think that's, you know, what they say is two of dung is dung. That's a coin flip or a waiver wire play.
Yes, that's what they say.
He's also sitting with Cadillac Williams and Nate Washington. Thanks for the extra info. Thank you for writing in. We always love when you do. Let's get back to the interrogation game. Getting back to those quarterbacks, Ryan Fitzpatrick is a guy, and Alex Smith is a guy, who are going opposite ways, it seems. Who do you start this week between Alex Smith and Ryan Fitzpatrick, Dan?
Fitzpatrick.
Kev?
Yeah, I still like Fitzpatrick better than Smith.
Gracie?
Alex Smith.
You like Alex Smith. It's interesting. I thought he looked great last week, too. I'm not prepared, though, to put him over Fitzpatrick who's going at Miami, even though the Miami defense has been playing well. I just think that Smith has shown us good games before. He's playing that real tough San Diego defense in San Diego. But I like you going out on a limb there, Gracie. Let's go now to the running backs, and it's so good to be able to talk about Brian Westbrook in the context of being a fantasy starter.
Yeah.
So let's decide, is he a guy that after seeing what the Giants did to Peterson, can you say he might be worth starting over LeSean McCoy, Kev?
No, I love LeSean McCoy.
I love LeSean McCoy, but did you see that Giants defense, what they did to Peterson? Dan, what do you say?
But LeSean McCoy is the new Brian Westbrook.
Yeah, that's true.
Yeah.
Is black the new pink? I don't know. But Michelle? Is black the new pink?
Yeah.
I don't know. I think this guy's the new me. I don't know what I'm trying to say. Anyway, let's go back to what we were talking about, which, of course, I have no idea. I'm discombobulated. But Brian Westbrook, do you start him, let's say, over LeGarrette Blount? Dan?
No.
Kev?
I don't think he can do it either. I think LeGarrette Blount against Detroit is
Gracie?
A good play.
I don't think he can do it either.
All right, we will do this the rest of the way, everybody. We will continue the interrogation game. Who to sit, who to start. Send us your emails. People are getting personalized information. Quick rundown of the major injuries. Aaron Rodgers, you heard, probably out. Austin Colley, looks like he will play. Kyle Orton, right now, questionable. DeSean Jackson, will play. Colt McCoy, will play. Brett Favre, unlikely. Tavares Jackson, on injured reserve. Joe Webb starts. Matt Castle, likely to play. Big Mike Williams, likely to play. Marion Barber may come back. Hurts to Tashard Choice. Heath Miller, unlikely to play. Todd Heap has not practiced yet. Steve Smith out for the year. Joseph Addai, probably not. Pierre Thomas will play and get a lot of carries. Sean Hill's throwing the ball. And Lee Evans is out on the injured reserve. And late-breaking, Roy Williams pulled a hamstring, or we don't know if it's pulled, but he sat out practice. And David Garrard as well sat out portions of practice with a late hamstring injury. So we'll give you more updates on that if we have them by the end of the show. Otherwise, tomorrow, Fantasy Insights Radio. I am babbling like a loon. Let's get you to the next segment. See you in a minute.
Antonio Gates out.
Your internet flagship station for sports, Voice America Sports.
Go behind the scenes of what you see, hear, and read on the news. Learn the ins and outs of public relations on Stars of PR with Cindy R. every Thursday at 7 a.m. Pacific Time. Cindy Rakowitz is a Clio Award winner and founder of Rock and Roll Public Relations, who wants to share her PR experiences and knowledge with you. Learn how to handle a crisis, deal with celebrities, and become a terrific PR executive. Listen to the Stars of PR with Cindy R. every Thursday at 7 a.m. Pacific Time here on News Talk Radio, VoiceAmerica.com.
Get ready to go inside the minds and behind the scenes with the top professional athletes, celebrities, and music entertainers. It's a sports show like no other.
Keeping it real.
Keeping it real with former NFL wide receiver Jairus McIntyre is real talk with in-depth interviews, topical discussions, and a whole lot of comedy. You'll hear from the entertainers, the athletes, and the fans.
Keeping it real.
Keeping it real with Jairus McIntyre is broadcast live every Tuesday at 1 p.m. Eastern Time, 10 a.m. Pacific Time, on the Voice America Sports Channel.
Get ready to talk sports with someone who definitely has an opinion, but respects yours as well. The beginning of every week is Crunch Time with Keenan Howery. We'll talk about what happened this weekend and what to look forward to next weekend. Keenan and his guests are ready to discuss the issues with you about football and sports in general. It's Crunch Time with Keenan Howery. Every Monday at 11 a.m. Pacific Time, 2 p.m. Eastern Time on the Voice America Sports Channel. And make your voice heard.
Your internet flagship station for sports, Voice America Sports.
It's Fantasy Insights with Dish Adams. Time for you to call in and quiz the experts. We are passionate about the game. Our toll-free number is 1-888-346-9144. That's 1-888-346-9144. Or send an email to dish@fantasyinsights.com. Now, back to our game.
All right, Fantasy Insights Radio on a Thursday. Just want to take our listeners really quickly through. We get a lot of emails from our subscribers, you know, in the game capsules versus the ranking sheets. You know, what takes precedence? And I try to tell them that when we're doing the game capsules for Fantasy Insights, we're just trying to assess the actual game on the field. But when you apply those numbers that you think are going to really happen in the game to the rankings, you're left with an index that looks ridiculous, where, like, you would end up starting Anthony Armstrong over Malcolm Floyd, for instance. You understand what I'm saying, Kev?
No, but go on.
Okay, like, let's say you're writing the capsule and you think, okay, Malcolm Floyd's going to have four catches for 50 yards. And, Anthony Armstrong, he's going to have 70 yards. Okay, but, you know, when I'm looking at the rankings, I can't in good faith tell people start Armstrong over Floyd. Floyd's a
Correct.
Much better play.
I get it.
Okay, so the rankings become an index, a rankings index. And we have to arrive at those numbers by putting in a combination of yardage, touchdowns, and receptions that'll get them to those point levels. I don't know. I just think that's the default ranking. It's where we think if you're trying to figure out who to sit, who to start, you know, that's really the official, you know, site information. Anyway, I don't know. I just want to get that out there for everybody. All right, back to the interrogation game. Let's talk real quickly about Marshawn Lynch and Felix Jones. Either one of those guys startable, first of all, Kev?
I think Felix Jones is startable.
And which, okay, so Lynch, no.
I wouldn't start Lynch, but
Dan,
I think Felix
Dan,
Jones.
Dan, how do you feel about that?
I don't like Lynch, but you got to remember Marion Barber's practicing, and Jason Garrett's already said he's going to play, so you got the three-headed monster in Dallas again.
Okay, Gracie, Pierre Thomas and Chris Ivory in New Orleans. Ivory was the man, they said, and then he had a hamstring injury, and now he's getting some that plasma therapy or whatever they do, or maybe it's an ankle injury. I don't even know what's going on with him. But I know that they're going to split carries now, and it looks to me like Pierre Thomas is going to be the lead back. Is that what you're hearing as well?
That's exactly what I'm hearing.
So you think the timeshare is mostly between Pierre Thomas and Reggie Bush in this one? with Pierre Thomas getting about 2-1?
I think that that's going to be the way it's going to be split, yeah.
Okay, good. And then Ryan Matthews, we talked about. Let's talk about Jonathan Stewart, because I'm terrified of him this week, Kev. It was a great pickup. Jonathan Stewart, in the Fantasy Insights rankings, we have him 11th. Is that too high? Should you be starting Jonathan Stewart over Steven Jackson, Kev, like I suggest?
No, I would start Steven Jackson over Jonathan Stewart, but I like Jonathan Stewart as a play this week. I think they're real close.
Dan?
I think they're a razor's edge apart.
Gracie?
I think it's a flip a coin.
Gracie, what do you say?
Yeah, I think they're pretty close. I mean, either way, you'll be fine.
Yeah, that's true. We've got them at 0.1 or 0.2 apart. Matt Forte falls in that category. What about Ryan Terrain, who went disgusting last week?
Wasn't
that crazy?
That's
ridiculous.
He went putrid. Ryan Terrain was the second biggest fantasy surprise last weekend after Jay Feely.
Jay Feely!
We never talk about kickers, but that was noteworthy, Jay Feely.
That was well, you know, Fantasy Insights had him as the number one ranked kicker and forecasted him with 23 points, so we were only 1 point off.
Yeah, right.
I feel bad.
Sorry about that. No, that's not true. I think we had him as our last ranked kicker.
You know, he's only the fourth kicker to rush for a touchdown on a fake field goal in the last 40 years.
It was cool. I liked it.
It was
cool.
Who
do you start?
Five
Sean
field goals
Green.
And a touchdown.
Sean Green, we talked about, he's not startable. What about Anthony Dixon? Does he fall in anywhere, or do you start Ronnie Brown over Anthony Dixon, Kev?
Yeah, I do. I start Ronnie Brown over. Ronnie Brown's going against Buffalo, and Anthony Dixon, part-time in a game that they're probably going to fall behind in and abandon the run at some point. I don't like it.
What about Fred Jackson, Dan? Where do you put him against Brian Westbrook?
Fred Jackson, I like Fred Jackson a little bit more. Westbrook is going to split carries. And I agree with Kev. The San Diego defense, they can play absolutely amazing unless it's the Oakland Raiders. Other than that.
All right, well, what about Rashard Mendenhall against the Jets? Do you like him better than Forte against Minnesota? Kev?
Those are both tough plays. They're both good rush defenses. I give the slight edge to Mendenhall. He tends to play well at home. And I think that Pittsburgh's going to – I think that's going to be an ugly game, and they're going to run the ball a lot, so I'll go Mendenhall.
Tim Hightower or Mike Tolbert tonight, Kev?
Hightower.
Dan?
Hightower.
Gracie?
Hightower.
I think you're all right. I think you got to go with Hightower against that Carolina defense, which actually isn't such a bad defense. All right, moving on to the receivers. Let's get into this a little bit. Dwayne Bowe. I have him ranked 13th. I didn't know where the heck to put him. Do you start Dwayne Bowe over Terrell Owens, Dan?
Yeah.
Assuming Castle plays. You start him over T.O.?
Assuming Castle plays, which I'm pretty sure he will.
Kev?
I would start Dwayne Bowe.
It's tough to know where to put Dwayne Bowe, but I give him the benefit of the doubt. And again, the weather guy loves the fact that he's playing indoors in the dome. I go Bowe.
Okay, and what about you, Gracie?
Yeah, in the dome I go Bowe, too. But you know what? I want to go all the way back to the wide receivers, and I think Roddy White is number one. You never asked me that, and I have to tell you.
Well, Roddy White and Andre Johnson, whoever gets the number one this week, obviously if you got one of those guys, you're going to play him. As we move towards the break, Terrell Owens seems to be a bigger story. Do you start him or Stevie Johnson, Dan? Tell me what to do.
I would start Stevie Johnson.
Come on, Kev.
I refuse to answer on the grounds that it might incriminate me.
Gracie?
Definitely T.O., and I really hope that he just plays and shuts his mouth.
All right, T.O. is what Gracie says. I'm going to go with the fantasy chicken, some lady luck. We've been thinking T.O. I think we're going to go with T.O. What about Brandon Marshall and Calvin Johnson? Where do you see those two guys fitting in, Dan?
They're pretty close. You can't ever not play Calvin Johnson. So if you're choosing between those two, go with Calvin Johnson.
Kev, you agree?
You know how I feel about Calvin Johnson.
Yeah, you love Calvin. Okay, Jeremy Maclin, after a terrible week last week, is he still a better start than Miles Austin, Dan?
I would have, 10 minutes ago, I would have said no, but with the news that Roy Williams may have a hamstring injury, that bumps up Miles Austin and Jason Witten quite a bit if Williams can't play.
Kev, what do you say about Jeremy Maclin?
I like Maclin slightly better than Austin. They're both good plays.
I guess, Gracie, you agree?
Yeah, I agree. And I think Macklin's a little bit cuter.
I do, too.
Yeah, you know, he looks good in the tight pants. Aurelius Ben, they're saying they're going to get him the ball more. Is he worth starting over a guy like Mike Thomas, Kev?
No.
Dan?
Mike Thomas.
No. Thomas.
Gracie?
Thomas.
Thomas was one of your preseason calls, darling.
Yes.
We all remember that one.
And
Lance Moore or Aurelius Ben, Kev?
I didn't hear who you said.
Lance Moore or Aurelius Ben.
Oh, my God. The tight ends just picked up Lance Moore today. Lance Moore, love him.
Oh, really? Okay. What about you, Dan?
Lance Moore.
Gracie?
Lance Moore.
I got Lance Moore right ahead of Aurelius Ben. What about Austin Colley, who's making his comeback this week? Do you start him over Sidney Rice, Kev?
That's a hard one. I like Rice a lot better than I like Colley. But the weather in that Minnesota game, I'm not sure. And the quarterback situation, I'm not sure.
What are you, Joe Weather?
Say it again?
Did you say your Joe Weather went before?
No, I didn't call myself Joe Weather. I said I was the weather guy.
Oh, the weather guy. Okay. I like Joe Weather.
I really look at the weather, and I love the fact that Colley's playing indoors on the turf, and he's got Peyton Manning throwing him the ball. I'll still go Sidney Rice for some reason. I don't know why, but I'm going to go Sidney Rice.
Sidney Rice or Austin Colley, Dan?
I go Colley.
Gracie?
Colley.
Dan, why do you go Colley?
I go Colley because if I'm going to actually start him, I have to assume he's going to play the whole game. And if he plays the whole game against that Jacksonville pass defense, Peyton Manning will find him at least one time in the end zone.
All right, really quickly, at tight end position, Owen Daniels sure looked good. I've got him ranked at 5 for Fantasy Insights. Is he a better start than, say, Brandon Pettigrew this week, Dan?
Yes. Dan.
Kev?
Yes, he is.
Better than Zach Miller? Kev?
They're about the same.
Gracie?
Zach Miller, I like him. Yeah.
Dan?
I pick him.
Okay, not Leach, Dan. What about Brent Celek? Does he have a chance, or Vasante Schenko? Who would you go with, Celek or Schenko, Kev? We got 1 minute.
Celek.
Dan?
Celek.
Gracie?
Celek.
All right, real quickly, trying to get it going. Tony Moyaki or Jermaine Gresham, Dan?
Oh, this hurts, but Gresham.
Kev?
I'm going to say Moyaki indoors on the turf.
Yes.
Gracie? Way to go, Kevin.
Gracie, who'd you go with?
I would agree with Kevin, definitely.
All right, and I'm going to go with Gresham because I think he's got to get loose over the middle. All right, folks, this is Fantasy Insights. We are wrapping it up. And, Kev, I think next week we're going to have your segment, Do What You Do, Kev Dick, and it could be the weather report.
Can't wait.
You can talk about all the other games, the weather at the games.
Can't wait.
Let everybody know. And that's basically you doing what you do because, as you said, you're Joe Weather, the weather guy, and this adds a new dimension to the show for the playoffs. Information, folks, that's what you wanted. It's what you got. We want to help you win your league. Fantasy Insights Radio, you can always go to fantasyinsights.com. Email me, dish@fantasyinsights.com. Ask me a question about your lineup. I will respond. Fantasy Insights Radio, we'll see you next week. You open.
The weekend is coming up, and now you know what's going to make you a better fantasy player. Tune in again next Thursday at 5 p.m. Eastern, 2 p.m. Pacific, for more of Fantasy Insights on the Voice America Sports Channel. Don't forget to visit FantasyInsights.com, the best fantasy football site on the net.
Thanks again for listening to the preceding program brought to you on the Voice America Sports Channel. For more information about our network and to check out additional show hosts and topics of interest, please visit voiceamericasports.com. The Voice America Talk Radio Network is the worldwide leader in live internet talk radio. Visit voiceamerica.com. The views and ideas expressed on the preceding program are strictly those of the hosts or guests and do not necessarily reflect the views and ideas held by Voice America Talk Radio Network, its staff, and management.